We're talking about prayer again. In my previous lesson, I spoke about Elijah. James tells us in chapter 5, in verse 17 and 18, that Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. Elijah was a praying man. We would all like to have those accomplishments of Elijah, but we don't want his banishment. If we are to do God's work, God's way, at God's time, with God's power, we shall have God's blessings and the devil's curse. When God opens the windows of heaven to bless us, the devil opens the door of hell to blast us. God smiling on us means that the devil is frowning. When preachers preach, they help somebody and hurt nobody. But prophets will stare everybody and make somebody mad. The preacher may go with the crowd. The prophet goes against the crowd. A man freed, fired, and filled with God will be branded unpatriotic because he speaks against his nation's sin. Unkind because his tongue is a two-edged sword. The preacher will be hailed as a great man. The prophet will be hounded as a lunatic. We love the old saints, the missionaries, the martyrs, the reformers. We love our Luthers and Paul Bunyans and John Wesleys. We will write their biographies, reverence their memories, frame their epitaphs, and build their cathedrals. We will do anything except imitate them. John the Baptist did well to evade prison for 6 months. He and Elijah would not have lasted 6 weeks in the streets of our modern cities. They would be cast into prison or a mental institution for judging sin and not censoring their message. The enemy has come in like a flood. Is there no spirit-filled messenger today, armed with all the powers of God to lift up a standard against the devil? There's only one place that will keep that passion in our hearts and keep that vision before our eyes. That place is the place of prayer. This man Elijah, with a volcano for a heart and a voice as like thunder, came to the kingdom for such a time as this. There are many difficulties facing world evangelism, but difficulties give way to determined men. Got any rivers you think uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and he can do what no other power can do. But the price is high. God doesn't want partnership with us. He wants ownership. Elijah lived with God. He thought about the nation's sin like God did. He grieved over sin like God. He spoke against sin like God. He was all passion in his prayers and passionate in his denunciation of evil in the land. It was passion that fired his preaching. His words were on the hearts of men as hot metal on their flesh. Psalms 37 tells us, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." The Lord said to Elijah, "Hide yourself, and again, show yourself." It would be wrong to hide yourself when we should be rebuking kings. It would be wrong to preach if the Spirit is calling us to wait upon the Lord. His ways are past finding out, but he reveals them to us by his Spirit. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.